Roberts Supreme Court gets another chance at a milestone of legal doctrine, clarifying the constitutionality of affirmative action. In last year's case, Fisher versus the University of Texas, the school's racial criteria were not struck down, but the court sidestepped the chance to rule on the overall constitutionality of race-based diversity criteria in higher education. Today's case takes the issue back to Michigan to hear a challenge of a ballot measure passed by a majority of voters in 2006, which bans race-based affirmative action in state colleges and university admissions. The court has already ruled in previous cases that affirmative action is permissible in certain limited cases, but this case forces the court to declare if racial criteria in college admissions must be an option available for colleges for the protection of the rights of minorities. Richard Friedman is professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Now, you've really lived this issue and these cases throughout your time on the faculty at U of M.
That's right. I was a member of the faculty when we adopted the policy that was at stake in one of the 2003 cases, Grutter v. Bollinger.
And Grutter v. Bollinger, am I right in saying that the outcome of that case was to suggest that it's permissible to use race-based criteria, and that this case, also back in Michigan, would look at the issue from the completely different side?
Yes, this case puts it in an entirely different light. What we did was we used what was called a holistic approach. That is, we looked at the entire file of the applicant, and race was one factor in the consideration. And the court held that that was permissible for diversity purposes. What the undergraduate admissions program did, there were two cases at the same time, they had a point system, and the court held that was no good. So many universities have adopted systems like ours, but then the people of Michigan adopted this constitutional amendment to the state constitution, prohibiting universities from doing what we were doing.
How much different is it in terms of legal proof and the kinds of arguments that you would use before the court to say, on the one hand, the Grutter case, that is the formula that you use at the University of Michigan is permissible, versus these kind of formulae need to be protected as a constitutional matter so that schools have the option to use them? That's a completely different argument.
Well, it's a totally different case, right? Nobody is contending seriously that universities have to have an affirmative action program. The question here is sometimes called referred to as political restructuring. The argument is that by adopting a state constitutional amendment, the people of the state have made it more difficult for those who want to have a race-based affirmative action program to get it implemented, more difficult than, say, those who want to have alumni preferences or preferences for people from the from the Upper Peninsula. So it's this case is not going to discuss the constitutional validity of affirmative action. That's kind of taken as a given, as you said, limited circumstances.
But this does decide whether a ban like this unfairly targets racial groups because of the impermissibility now within the state of using these criteria by schools.
That's right. The argument is that it's a selective restructuring of the political system, that that others who want to get preferences and admissions can do it by persuading the Board of Regents. But now those who want to get a race-based affirmative action program have to get a state constitutional amendment.
All right. So we've been talking some legalese here.
Yeah.
Let me just step way back and just as General Joe Citizen here. If
right.
I'm concerned about affirmative action, the idea that there will be racial criteria used in various aspects of American life to bring people into the opportunities that all of us enjoy in the U.S. Does this case have a clear impact on me, or is it way, 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 way down in the details of a doctrine that's mostly settled?
No, I think it clearly could have an impact. Until the people of the state adopted Proposition 2, we had continued doing what we'd been doing before, and then we had to stop. And several other states, California was the first, and I believe there are several others.
There's California, Washington, Arizona, Nebraska, Oklahoma,
yeah,
all of them.
That's right. So there are several states that that have statewide bans like this. If those are invalidated, then presumably universities in those states, some universities anyway, will resume affirmative action programs.
So then
we certainly would if we were allowed.
So then in terms of the Roberts Court, your view of it, is this a 5-4 states' rights divide or a 5-4 sort of racial preferences?
I don't think of it as a states' rights thing so much. It's really a question of whether the people of the state can make this decision wholesale. And I don't think it's necessarily going to be a 5-4 decision either.
And so
not everything is 5-4.
Right, that is true. And we've learned that and been surprised by that. Is this a federalism decision?
Well, I think it's sort of a democratic process decision, really. I think the question is whether the people of the state can make this decision and say, you know what, this is not a matter of process. We have the option of allowing affirmative action in universities, and we don't want to do it. And that's, of course, the way the Solicitor General of the state will present it, that this is not a restructuring of the political process. This is the political process having worked very well. And it came to an outcome that the plaintiffs don't like. So that's going to be their view, and I wouldn't be surprised if it commands a substantial majority of the court.
A substantial majority of the court in favor of the challenge?
In favor of the state.
Favor of the state.
Yeah.
All right. Richard
yeah.
Friedman, professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School, on the latest affirmative action case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.